This meeting is being recorded.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Ron Bohannon. I'm the Development Hearing Officer for. I call the order. I call to order the Development Hearing agenda for December 6, 2023. The time is roughly 9:02. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everybody can participate safely. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. When your case is called, please turn on both. Please note that we are recording the audio for the hearing, and since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time when you begin your remarks so that we have a complete record. We will be using the chat capability of Zoom, that's located at the bottom center screen. To let you know which agenda item we are on, please watch for that feed. The chat will also allow you to ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. I think Robert's on. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the inspections of Public Record Act. So please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. Prior to us me introducing the development facilitation team, I'm going to have Jay Rodenbeck make some announcements concerning some forms and schedules for 2024. Jay?
Good morning, everybody. First announcement is that we have the 2024 DHO and DFT calendars out on our respective web pages. I'll share my screen here, and I mean, I don't think I need to go through all the dates, but I can share with you the first DHO meeting dates that we're going to have in the new year. That's the DHO calendar there. So we have two separate calendars. We have the major case calendars for major preliminary plats and vacations of right of way. The main difference being that you have different application deadlines for those. The first meeting, though, for DHO in 2024, I will note, is going to be January the 10th. And you'll have, as it was in 2023, two DHO meetings a month. So again, that's located on our DHO webpage. So you can grab it there. And this is the minor calendar. Again, just some different deadlines. One other thing I should note, though, is that our application deadlines for minor DHO applications has been tweaked a little bit. Up until now, we've had a deadline for minor cases of Tuesday at noon for the week preceding the DHO meeting. That is now going to be Monday at noon, Monday. With the exceptions of these days that are noted, and these are dates after holidays, and in those cases, you're going to need to submit at the be by the beginning of the workday, which is 8 a.m. So just a heads up about that. That's something to note. And for DFT, I'll just really quickly show you here too. January 17th will be the first DFT meeting day, but that's again, these are informal meetings that are for administrative applications and have nothing to do with the DHO. And then secondly, let's go to the forms. So we've got a few minor changes to our forms that are required for platting applications and for site plans. Form PLT is replacing Form S when it comes to the approvals and signatures that you're required to get from the Hydrology, Transportation, and Water Authority engineers and staff. And there are some minor changes as well to the Water Authority's submittal requirements. I believe I'm sharing this here, just to make sure. Yeah. So just please note that there's some minor changes to that. I think the purpose, the intent was to make a little bit more add a little bit more flexibility to the Water Authority's approval process for this form. And again, this is now Form PLT, which was previously Form S. And then for site plan administrative applications, now Form P is Form SP, but again, we're a DHO here, so I probably should focus more on the plotting one. But do you have anything to add, Jolene?
So one of the things that our audience should note is the sensitive lands analysis now needs to be submitted with your grading and drainage plan. We're finding that was problematic sometimes when there indeed were sensitive lands that needed to be acknowledged and evaluated at an earlier phase for staff to review. So sensitive lands analysis are due with your grading and drainage plan.
Thank you. And I'll put in the links to the calendars in the chat when we get started with the meeting. Third and final announcement, this is just for the staff. We're after the meeting concludes and adjourns today, we're going to have a signing session to sign whatever plats and infrastructure lists that have been approved by the DHO and are ready. You know, in other words, they don't have any conditions which will require revising the plat or infrastructure list. We used to do that for our old DRV meetings, and I, for one, strongly believe that we need to bring these back, and they're also going to come back after our informal administrative DFT meetings as well. So just a heads up, DFT staff, please stick around after the meeting so that we can do these signing sessions. I'll try to get these plats and infrastructure lists that are ready to go out during the meeting itself so that you're not waiting around for me. I'll do my best. So, but just a heads up about that. Please do not leave the Zoom meeting as DFT staff. And any people who are here as concerned citizens or applicants or agents, you will not be sticking around for that, and nor will the development hearing officer. This will be after the meeting adjourns today. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. And again, these changes are trying to make things a little bit more efficient as well as a lot more efficient for staff's follow-up on signatures and applications. So with that, what I'd like to do is introduce the development facilitation team. And once I introduce them, I'll swear them all in as a group. We have Jolene Wolfley, who's with the Associate Planning Director, Jay Rodenbeck, who's Development Services Manager, Hannah Aldick, who's also with Planning, Robert Webb is a Senior Planner, Shahab Biazar, I don't see him yet, is the City Engineer, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, Whitney Phelan is with Parks and Recreation, Tiquan Chen is with Hydrology, and Ernest Armijo is with Transportation. And then today from the Water Authority, we have Andre Huell. I don't believe I missed anybody else. If you guys could all raise your right hand, do you all swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. A note for the applicants, as Jay mentioned, any plats that are approved today, they're going to try to sign those electronically today. And if they are conditions, they will be routed electronically to all the staff members for those signatures. You will need to complete all the conditions if there are conditions prior to that signature by the appropriate DFT member. And also just a note for the record that city engineer is the final person to sign any plats. Miss Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. She will alert. Miss Gomez, can you alert us to any changes to the agenda today?
I have no changes this morning. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. No changes this morning to announce.
Oh, good. Fantastic. Okay, now that we have the agenda set, I'll ask any members of the public that are going to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. So when the time comes for that agenda item to come up, please either raise your hand virtually or raise your hand via Zoom. And if you're just on a phone connection, please press *9 to allow you to participate in the meeting. If there are any technical issues, we'll end the hearing and the DHO will resume at 1 p.m. using the same link, Zoom link, and phone number that's on the agenda. As we begin, I'll read a statement regarding the purpose of the development hearing officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements of the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. Okay, with that, we will now move to the agenda. And the first case is case number 1 PR-2022-007327. SD 2023-00220 extension of preliminary plat, SD vacation SD 2023-00222 extension of 8 vacations of private easements, Cartesian Surveys Inc. agent for Consensus Planning Inc. and the City of Albuquerque request the aforementioned action for all of a portion of tract A1A, A-1-B-1, A1-B-2. And A-A-B-3-A, Acme Acres Zone MXH NRC, located at 4100 Cutler Avenue and Carlisle Boulevard Northeast, Morningside Drive Northeast, containing approximately 6.4764 acres. Mr. Mulha, I see you're present. Would you state your name and address for the record?
Certainly. Good morning. This is Ren Mahal with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Mr. Ryan, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay. If you could provide a short summary of the request.
Sure. So we are replatting these lots in order to extend the public component of Cutler Avenue Northeast through them. There is an existing private road, which will be becoming public. There's an infrastructure list associated with this that has very recently been approved and signed by the DMD, which had been sent to the city, but not as part of this sort of extension approval. The only other thing I wanted to highlight was, I think, the updated application that I sent for this extension does have the information for the new owner for A1B1A, that Green Jeans lot. And we are currently, you know, working with city staff about that structure list. And then there's a hotel sign that was at issue with some water authority easement matters. But I don't know if that's necessarily relevant to extending this preliminary plat approval, but we were hoping to kind of get a refresher on the current status of those two items as well. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So if each staff member could give an update as they provide comments. I'll now go to the general public. Is there any members of the general public that wish to address this particular item? If you do, please unmute or raise your hand in the Zoom. We have a big audience today. I don't see any. Okay, with that, I'll proceed to the DFT members. We'll start with the Water Authority, Mr. Huell.
Okay, this is Andre Huell with the Water Authority. The Water Authority doesn't have any objections to extending the preliminary plat approval. Note 20 was revised. I just saw it this morning. I've sent it over to the legal department, Chris Melendez, will be looking at it. But again, we don't have any objections to the extension.
That's Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Huell. We'll go to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections to the proposed extensions.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to Parks and Recreation. Whitney.
Hi, Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any objections to the request. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll go to Hydrology, Mr. Chin.
Yiquan Cheng, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of February 2nd, 2022. Hydrology has no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to transportation. Ernest?
Ernest Army Ho, transportation. Transportation has no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll go to planning. I believe, Hannah, you wrote up the staff report.
This was mine. This is Robert Webb with planning.
Sorry, Robert.
That's okay. Planning had no objections, just wanted confirmation that there was no changes on this documentation from the original DRB approval.
Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay, thank you. So
this is Ryan Mull with Cartesian Surveys. Just to clarify, yeah, the only change that was on this, and I missed that this was the updated version, but A1B1A has changed hands, and so we have a new ownership info on sheet one as well as the owner's signature on the last sheet, I believe. So it's now KM New Mexico Green Jeans, and it had originally been just New Mexico Green Jeans. So there's no changes in substance to any of the boundary lines or easement vacations or anything like that. Just ownership info had been updated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So you'll have to come back for final plat at the time that the infrastructure list is complied with. Is that correct?
This is Ramon with Cartesian. Yeah, that's our expectation. And then we did get the infrastructure list signed by DMD, but it was under the old DRB forms. And so we were looking for confirmation at this time if it was available, if that was satisfactory. I think Shahab needed to look at it. And so we were hoping he'd be here.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Because it's preliminary plat and final plat, I think it's something that you can probably work out before the final plat. And hopefully with the new signature process that they can, if a new infrastructure list is needed to be signed, I think it could be a relatively painless process. Any other comments, Ryan?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. That sounds good to us. We appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Staff have any additional comments? Hearing none, I'll go ahead.
Sorry, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry, I just want to point out, I think this is the one, Ryan, is this the one where you had it signed? It was DRB signed on DRB form? Is that what your question was?
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. That's correct. Since it's a city project, DMD was the one that needed to sign that infrastructure list. And so yeah, that was the one that we had.
The preliminary plat was approved by the DRB. So using that form, I think, was the correct action. So in my estimation, I mean, I believe you're just fine using the DRB form. But that was, if the content of the infrastructure itself wasn't a question, it's just the type of form to use. I think you guys are fine.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. As I mentioned, I think if the city engineer can weigh in, and if not, if it needs to be and it's literally the first page that needed to change. Ms. Wolfling?
This is kind of for Jay to you, but do we need to have a time period for the extension established by the DHO? Like a 1 year or?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Rohan. Thank you. I was going to default to 1 year anyway. So thank you for confirming that. Any other questions or concerns by staff? Okay, hearing none, I'll go ahead and approve the extension. I'll approve PR-2022-0073-27, SD-2023-00220, extension of the preliminary plat, and SD-2023-00222, extensions of 8 vacations of private easements.
Mr. Hearing Officer, there's also a preliminary plat extension.
And I think that was under the first SD number, Jay.
Okay, you did them separate, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you want them to do?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. So right now, I believe, and there was no conditions that I saw in the record or in the notes or the file. So with that, then they'll final plat.
And then did you identify the time period, like 1 year?
I did.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't listening well. Thank
you. It's all right. Ryan, good luck. We'll proceed to case number two.